This month it's all aboard for a special themed programme, and this sound might give you a clue. In January, the famous Nigel Gresley LNER flagship locomotive, the Flying Scotsman, steamed out of the East Lancashire Railway workshops, having undergone a complete overhaul which began back in 2006 at the York National Railway Museum workshops. Now, there's always been a bit of a synergy between railway enthusiasts and organ enthusiasts, and so what better way to commence this musical rail journey than by hearing Jackie Brown getting up a full head of steam aboard the famous Flying Scotsman.
Thank you.
The Flying Scotsman, a track taken from the original concert recording LP, later reissued in CD format, but with all the actual Flying Scotsman sound effects that link the other 11 train tunes together, removed, which completely destroys the whole concept of the original recording, made on the famous Granada Tooting Wurlitzer by the late Jackie Brown. And what a surprise it was some weeks ago to actually get an email from Jackie's daughter, who was asking about recordings and broadcasts made by her late father. The Flying Scotsman clocked up two world speed records, the first in 1934 when it reached 100 miles an hour, and then over half a century later, whilst it was in Australia in 1989, it did a 422-mile journey non-stop. Whenever I hear the term non-stop, I'm immediately brought back to the days of black and white television when the ITV Evening News had a composition by John Malcolm called Non-Stop. It's a tune which I'm sure you'll agree would not sound out of place in today's programme, because it doesn't take much imagination to think of this as being the background to A Train Journey. See if you agree as you listen to Eddie Rurier on Hammond. Eddie Rurier on Hammond playing non-stop. Well, apart from a cup of tea, that is. Whilst we're still on track, so to speak, here's a nice little tune written by a very well-known organ music enthusiast and record producer, Tim Wills. The title is Branch Line, and it appears on a CD that he produced of Keith Beckingham playing, again, the Hammond C3 back in 1996. Thank you. Branch Line, performed by Keith Beckingham from his Hammond Showcase Revisited CD, and on that track he was accompanied by Roy Holiday on drums and percussion. Now, one of the very first 78 RPM organ recordings to feature a Train-titled composition, but one that was also designed to show off just what a cinema organ could do in the way of creating effects, was this next one made by Reginald Fort at the Regal Marble Arch Christie Organ. Publicity at the time indicates that Reg Fort was given special permission to ride on the footplate of a locomotive in order to get a feel for the train rhythm that he'd eventually use for this recording of Choo Choo. Choo Choo, recorded in 1931 for the Columbia record label, and that was the 36-rank Christie organ of the Regal Marble Arch. And my thanks to Wayne Iveney of the Cinema Organ Society, who kindly sent me that copy from his own collection. Talking of collections, the very first cinema organ 78 RPM recording that I ever purchased was this next one. It's another Christie organ, this time the one that used to be in the Regal Edmonton, and here's the great Sydney Torch with the fabulous Orient Express. Sydney Torch at the 4-manual 14-rank Christie organ in the Regal Edmonton in March 1935, which, by my reckoning, makes that recording 81 years old. Nearly as old as me. Talking of age, and I know he won't be offended by that remark, here's American organist Mike Reed and a live recording that he did in his garage for his birthday party back in the summer of 2009. Mike is on Hammond A100, Frankie Starr on guitar, and a fella named Bubba on drums, and it's all done in the style of Wild Bill Davis from the 50s, rollicking, rocking along, and a great one in the old days to have a dance to. The guys were really steamed up when they did this version of Night Train.
Thank you.
Rocking along the tracks, that was Mike Reed and his mates with Jimmy Forrest's composition, Night Train. As I've said before, just go to YouTube and put in Mike Reed, the REE version, and take your pick of some of his many, many Hammond organ tracks. Well, I guess you could say that, musically speaking, we have by this time reached Blackpool, and so what better inclusion than this composition by Empress Ballroom organist Horace Finch and the Blackpool Express. Blackpool Express, played there by Horace Finch. Well, this next track was certainly one that I had to include in the programme, but there are so many versions of it, both on pipes and electronics. Anyway, I hope you'll enjoy my choice, played on the Lowry Majesty model by George Fleury. And of course, it's Chattanooga Choo Choo. Thank you. Chattanooga Choo Choo, played there by George Fleury. Right now, we've got to change trains because we're off to Alabama aboard the 330 Wurlitzer, leaving from the Phoenix Orpheum Theatre with Ron Road in the driver's seat. When the Midnight Choo Choo leaves for Alabama, played there by Ron Road. Once you begin to research the train and railroad music theme, it's quite surprising how many have Choo Choo in the title. Here's one I must admit to not having thought about, and certainly don't have any recordings of it other than this one by John Kiffin on Wursey organ. It's the 1946 hit number by Louis Jordan and his Timpani Five called Choo Choo Chaboogie. Thank you. Choo Choo Chaboogie, played there by John Kiffin on Versi organ. In his lifetime, pianist and composer Billy Mayle was an acknowledged master of light music, and if there's one organist today who is capable of giving his compositions the kind of exciting interpretation that they need, it has to be Richard Hills, seated here at the magnificent Kimball organ in the John Dickinson High School in Delaware. The tune is a fingerbuster titled Railroad Rhythm. Beautiful Kimball organ there in the hands and feet of Richard Hills with Railroad Rhythm. I know that many of you like to hear the occasional inclusion of early electronic organ models. Having said that, I've searched in vain for any indication on an LP by Addie Zemfenig which he made on a Boehm model. All I know is it's been in my collection for more years than I can remember, but it does include this next track, the Boehmat Express. Thank you. The Bohemat Express, clearly the driver of that train had a girlfriend named Susanna, because the tune is so obviously the old Stephen Foster song, often simply known as Banjo on My Knee. Anyway, the player was Addie Zemphenig. We move on now from that minstrel song, which was first published in 1848, to a song that singer Michael Holiday, known as the British Bing Crosby, recorded in 1956. I came across it on a recent recording of John Mann's, which he made on the Folly Farm Wurlitzer in Pembrokeshire. This is John aboard the Runaway Train. John Mann hanging on for dear life on the Wurlitzer at Folly Farm. Mead Lux Lewis was an American pianist and composer, noted for his work in the boogie-woogie style, his best-known work being Honky Tonk Train Blues. It's been recorded by many artists, including Lenny D, who did so on two occasions. Coming up now is the first version, on which he embellishes it with a genuine railroad steam whistle, definitely not part of the specification of the Hammond organ. Bye. solo journey is slowly coming to an end, but the penultimate inclusion in this themed show is a track by Klaus Wunderlich. Talking of which, in case you haven't got your copy yet, the new double CD, titled Absolutely Wunderlich, is already in stock at MSS Studios. The response to this new Wunderlich release has been fantastic, and for very good reason too, because this is Klaus as you've never heard him before, unless of course you went to any one of his concerts. All recorded, direct to tape, in two-track stereo, there are no studio enhancements of any kind on this release. If you fancy a personal concert in your living room given by Klaus, then this is going to be the nearest thing. Talking of the man himself, here he is on VersiBeta with Take the A-Train. Take the A-Train, played there by Klaus Wunderlich. And don't forget, his latest double CD, titled Absolutely Wunderlich, is now available from MSS Studios at a bargain price. And you can get a rundown of all the tunes on the double CD from their web pages. Now, before we make our homeward journey on another famous locomotive, it can't have escaped your notice that on Friday the 15th of this month, that it's the 90th birthday of Her Majesty Queen Elizabeth. And so, should you be listening to today's programme prior to that date, you might like to know that I put together a special birthday edition which will run concurrent with this one from the 15th until the end of the month. So, in other words, two editions of Organ First Radio for at least half of the month of April. We commence this steam-driven edition of Organ First Radio this month with Jackie Brown at the controls of the Flying Scotsman, and having swapped the cab for that of another famous engine, it is he who brings the Coronation Scot safely back home. Brown and the Coronation Scot. And there we are, a 1 hour rail journey, no delays and certainly no leaves on the tracks. Don't forget the additional edition of Organ First Radio from April the 15th this month with some special music to celebrate Her Majesty Queen Elizabeth's 90th birthday. From yours truly, Alan Ashton, until the same time next month, as usual, bye for now. We'll be right back.
You've been listening to Organ First Radio, a Penelador production presented by Alan Ashton with technical direction by Ian King.